Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Songs do a great job of communicating the Word of God. And today you'll hear a song from June Murphy's latest album, the You Ran After Me album. And the song is called Demonstrated Love. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, the Apostle Paul reminds the believers in Corinth of a very welcome idea. The idea is this: I am afraid, Paul says, that just as the serpent deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden by his craftiness, which translated as his deceit, I am afraid that your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. The welcome idea is that there is nothing complicated about God, but to hear God's enemy tell it, and unfortunately we believe the enemy, God is really hard to figure out. Well, I say God isn't hard to figure out at all. And one of the easiest things to know about God, if we simply look at the evidence, is that God loves all of his creatures in a very simple way, unconditionally. John chapter 15, verse 13 says this: greater unconditional love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. If you want to know if somebody loves you unconditionally, just watch and see if they lay down their life for you. And sometimes that is actual, they die for you, and sometimes it's just they make you their priority. Well, we know the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, with the permission of his Almighty Father, did just that. He laid down his life on his own voluntarily for all of his creatures, and he calls us his friends. Then John chapter 3, verse 16 says, God the Father loved the world unconditionally, and he loved his creatures so much that he gave his uniquely born Son, that whosoever believes in him shall never perish, but will have the resurrection life, eternal life. God doesn't just love us, but he shows us he loves us by demonstrating his love. And that's the song we're going to hear today from June Murphy. Here's June to sing a song she wrote and produced, which explains the kind of love God has for his creatures. The song is called Demonstrated Love.
God's love, a love that meets our deepest needs, a perfect love that's unconditional. The Savior came to set us free so we could see his love. He did. Demonstrated love, pure and untainted love, that's never wavered love. He demonstrated love, uncomplicated love, that came to save us on the cross. Christ demonstrated heaven in humility, as fully God and fully man, to show us love so kind and gentle, unfailing from the great I am, so we'd understand him. Demonstrated love, uncomfortable.
Well, I've spent a lot of years on this planet, and one thing I have come to know for sure, as human beings, we have a deep craving inside, the craving to be loved. And when another human being loves us, we have a hard time accepting it. Many of us have had people in our lives that love us deeply, and even when their love is being demonstrated each and every day, we miss it. In fact, we keep checking to see if that love is real. We keep looking for more and more evidence, and we fail to accept the evidence as we uncover it. Well, God is simple and uncomplicated in one thing. He loves us. And thank you, June, for reminding us of the simplicity and purity of being at the receiving end of an unconditional love from the sovereign God of the universe, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not only a love that is felt, but also a love that is demonstrated. Psalm 95:1, O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. And we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or to anyone listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery of the rulership of God's enemy, Satan. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the one who forgives all your sins, the one who wants to make you his possession, the one who wants to make you spiritual royalty, the one who wants you to be born again, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says this, and it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Right now, if you want to be born again, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in your lifetime. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this, and the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Nine magic words, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Let today be the day that you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Then grow by means of grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Get to know him. John chapter 3, verse 36. The Lord himself says this, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, the resurrection life, right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. So come on out of slavery to Satan and into the freedom of being a bondservant to God, living the resurrection life. If you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have a new lesson every week to edify your spiritual life. And you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.